We don't march and protest because we like to march and protest. All we want to do is be free.
Sean King.
From our studios at Radio 103.9, Sean King. Good morning.
Good morning. What's up, Tom? What's up, Sybil?
Good morning, sir.
How are you all?
I'm good.
Good. Tom, I need some advice this morning, man, because this is one of those segments where it's going to take every skill and every prayer I have not to accidentally slip up and cuss on the show.
Well, we got one hand on the button.
Tom, I know y'all talked about the presidential debate yesterday, but, man, I'm stuck on something, and I just can't move forward. And the truth is, none of us should move forward on what we just learned from Donald Trump. You know, on Friday, the Washington Post leaked a video of a conversation between Donald Trump and the entertainment reporter Billy Bush. And I know you all heard it. Billy Bush just got suspended from the Today Show, and Trump's microphone was on, and it appears maybe he either didn't know the mic was on or he just didn't care. But what we heard was appalling. And I know most of your listeners this morning have probably already heard that conversation. But in it, we hear Donald Trump in the crassest, clearest, foulest terms saying that he uses his power and celebrity to force himself on women. First, he said he kisses women, whether they ask for it or not. Then Trump, clear as can be, said he grabs random women that he finds attractive by their genitals. This is not okay. I want to read to the audience this morning exactly what he said. Trump and Billy Bush, they were looking out of the window of a tour bus at a cast member of a soap opera. And here's what Trump said. Quote, I better use some Tic Tacs just in case I start kissing her. You know, I'm automatically attracted to beautiful. I just start kissing them. It's like a magnet. Just kiss. I don't even wait. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything. Grab them by the P word. You can do anything. End of quote. See, I'm stuck right there. First off, my blood is boiling because what we're hearing is a man describe not only how he degrades and devalues women, but how he sexually assaults them. What Trump described in that video, it was not just foul, it's a crime. Trump and his team and his supporters have tried to make this about foul language, and they keep talking about locker room talk, but this is not about foul language. Although the full three-minute clip was full of foul language, it's deeper than that. We're grown. We're not beefing with folk over foul language. What Trump described to Billy Bush in that video is illegal. Randomly grabbing a woman's vagina is a crime. It's a felony. It's sexual battery and is punishable by jail time. Here's the law in California where this conversation was recorded. Let me read it to you. It says, any person who touches an intimate part of another person for his own sexual gratification and without the victim's consent has committed sexual battery. It is punishable by up to 6 months imprisonment. Here in New York, in my home state where Donald Trump lives full time, the law says this. An individual is guilty of a sex offense if he forcibly touches the sexual or other intimate parts of another person for the purpose of degrading or abusing such person or for the purpose of gratifying the actor's sexual desire. A person found guilty of this sex offense, the law says, risk imprisonment of up to 1 year. Trump has homes in Florida and Connecticut, and the laws there are the same. Sybil, Maya Angelou said it like this. When someone shows you who they are, believe them.
Believe it.
That's right. And the full quote actually goes like this. Some people stop it right there. The full quote says, when someone shows you who they are, believe them the first time. Mm-hmm. This isn't what we heard about Donald Trump. This isn't what somebody told us about Donald Trump. This is Donald in his own words, not in a locker room, but on the job, in front of professionals, with a microphone clipped to his lapel, saying that he uses his power and celebrity to sexually assault women as he pleases. This is not okay. We must never get over what we just heard from Donald Trump. Now, mind you, two different women, including his first wife, have said under oath that he raped them. And another woman said under oath that he tried. On Friday, in a really emotional moment, CNN's Aaron Burnett said on air that a close friend of hers who she trusts said Donald tried to force himself on her just a few years ago. Listen, I love women. I love my wife. I love my mother. I love my four daughters. Women make this world go round. They produce the show that we're on right now. The thought that a man who openly says he sexually assaults women simply because his power affords him such an opportunity, truthfully, should not even be allowed to run for office. If the Republican Party had any decency in the world, they'd find a way to remove this man from the ticket, but instead they're making excuses for him. Listen, conservatives have shown next to no desire or ability to stop this man, so it's up to us. If you have not registered to vote, you need to do it right away. The deadlines are already passing every single day all across the country, and in 27 days, we're electing a new president, and it cannot be this foul, dirty man. I'll close with this thought. I'm not even a huge fan of Hillary Clinton. I campaigned for Bernie nonstop, but stopping Trump is bigger than our own personal preferences. This man isn't just crass. According to his own words, he's criminal. Mm. Thank y'all.
All right.
Do to him what he wanted to do to the Central Park Five. How about that?
Yeah, how about that?
Right,
okay,
right.
Okay. I love your op-ed piece this morning in the New York Daily News entitled, What If Obama Has Said Any of These Things? What would that be like?
Tom, they'd be outraged, man. If Obama even pretended to think like this, they'd be talking
pretended
about
impeachment. Pretended to think like this. Wow. All right, Sean King.
Good job.
Yeah.
Real good job. Giving us something to think about from the New York Daily News.